and the following autumn items is what we're going to be looking for. Images or videos of child endangered in conduct defined in Florida State Statute 827.071.
I don't understand.
It's February 15th, 2024, and a task force from the Lee County Sheriff's Office are executing a search warrant at a residence on Misty Morning Lane in Fort Myers, Florida. The team has descended on the property over a child sexual abuse investigation. Someone who lives there has downloaded abuse material online, and the download has been intercepted by law enforcement. When the team arrive at the large family home on Misty Morning Lane, they're met by 26-year-old Samantha Lee White. It's 7 a.m, so it's a huge surprise for her, and as you'll see shortly, she seems confused as to why they're even at her door. From the eventual charges that are brought forward, it seems as if Samantha's husband, 29-year-old John White, was in fact the suspect police were looking for. But for whatever reason, and thankfully so, Samantha confesses to something that takes the investigation on a whole completely different path.
Ruger, shut up.
Wait, 1 second, you're walking too fast for me. I'm not here yet. What is that for you?
For me, I have shoes. Yes, I can be out by the door.
Okay. All right.
Buddy, some people came to protect.
All right, so I'm going to read you this. We have a search warrant for the residence, okay? It's going to be under agency case number with Lee County 24-06919. For the address of 18130 Misty Morning Lane, Fort Myers, Florida, 339139. It's a single family home. And again, the address is 18130 Misty Morning Lane, Fort Myers, Florida. Honorable Judge Elizabeth Adams of the 20th Judicial Circuit in and for the Lee County State of Florida received via electronic transmission pursuant to Section 933.07 Florida Statute from Detective Diana Cinci. And the following autumn items is what we're going to be looking for. Images or videos of child endangered in sexual conduct defined in Florida State Statute 827.071.
I don't understand.
Okay.
I haven't even taken a shit this morning.
All right,
hon. And I just woke up and I have no idea what's going on. Oh.
We'll talk to you. I'm just reading you the search warrant. Do you understand?
I think I get an understanding.
Do you want me to keep reading or do you want to look at it yourself?
I'll look at it myself.
Okay, we're going to be looking for electronics, basically. Are you okay? I know, this is a pretty hard. I'm sorry, I made your mind
heavy. And that's what I just don't want, because I can't give them to his dad, and I can't give them to anybody that I don't trust. And I just need to a minute.
The judge was, I'll just read the final, you can look at it in a minute. The warrant was presented to the judge on the 14th, which was yesterday, who approved it, okay? I'll give the everything else, okay? All right, questions? So basically, we're going to search.
Yes,
as soon as the house is, we're done, we'll turn it back over. We're going to talk to you about this.
Okay.
You have any questions for us?
At some point, I need a water and to use the restroom.
Okay.
Other than that.
Yeah, we can do that. All right.
And then at some point, I would also like to go in the little garden area just so I can set him down and he can play.
Okay. Perfect. So let me just coordinate with them and I'll be right back.
And when can I see my husband?
In a minute.
Okay.
We'll talk to you guys.
Okay.
And just for the record, this warrant was served at 7:47 a.m., okay?
All right,
I'll be right back. And you'll get a copy of this. You want it now? I'll let you come back. I'll be back. It's read and served. She started crying, so she didn't want me to finish it. I'm like, we're looking for electronics.
You told her she's going to have the copy of it.
Yeah, I said okay. This is going to be a copy, and I told her that the judge who authored the search when I show her the day and time.
Okay. The only other thing we're going to try is we want to have her come in and get the dog. There's one little section we couldn't clear.
Okay.
So if we can have her either leave little guy or...
She
can keep him with her. That's fine.
I have her coming.
We just want to put him on a leash or... let's just find... I'll go with you. Let's just see if we can find a spot while we're set.
Dead too.
Poop everywhere.
Too late. I don't know how many times I had stepped on everything.
Ma'am, is there anywhere we can put the dogs besides that space while we're here? Or, are they allowed outside?
I can let them out over here, and then they'll be trapped in there and nobody
will
else will
be okay
access.
With you?
Yes.
It'll just help
I
us
just
speed
prefer
things
meat.
Up. No, we would prefer you to do it.
I just don't know how they would react to anybody else.
Are you able to help do that right now? Okay.
I sure am. When we go in, is there a way I can just get a sip of water before we do that?
Yeah, for sure.
So as you can see, the news hit Samantha like a ton of bricks. But remember, I did say not too long ago that the abuse material charges were eventually tied to her husband, John. So how did she get caught up in this case? Well, that's because of what she went on to tell detectives while they were searching through the property. At some point during the search, Samantha pulled lead detectives Sinchi and Barcelli to one side and stated she had to tell them something. And what was that, ladies and gentlemen? It was information on how she was fascinated by male horse genitalia, had watched multiple videos of horses doing the business, and female humans interacting with horses in the same way. Not only that, but also she had looked online for other animals related videos to see what piqued her interest. Dogs were noted as an animal she was infatuated with. In response to the information the detectives had just acquired, they asked if she ever made any videos with any animals or any of her four dogs that she owned. And it was at that point she told them before she continued, she wanted Detective Barcelli removed because he was male. She didn't feel comfortable. They accepted the request, he left, and it was then she confessed to having sexual intercourse with her brown Labrador, with the last occurrence being roughly 1 month before the search in January of 2024. Speaking of the first encounter, Samantha explained that her husband John was present. But during the incident, the dog became territorial and aggressive, so John left. Moving forward, it was reported that he would watch the pair from behind a door. Look, in a nutshell, Samantha explained that her curiosity got the better of her, and she didn't actually have a attraction to animals. But Detective Sinchi wasn't buying it. After all, this wasn't a one-off, it happened multiple times. When pressed further, Samantha explained that when she drank, she wanted to have sex, but John was often tired, so she done it with the dog instead because he was giving her the attention that she craved. Shortly after the statement was given, John decided to present himself to law enforcement. He had been hiding in the house. By that point, police had found a mobile phone that had been disposed in the toilet bowl. They knew it was his, so asked him if he had intentionally put it in there in an attempt to destroy evidence. He ultimately denied knowing how it got in there. Yeah, sure thing, buddy. Detectives told him a bit of water damage wasn't going to stop them from gaining access to the information that was stored on the phone, so it was for the best that he told them if there was anything on there. That and the fact that Samantha had told them about her relations with the dog, John had no other choice but to confess to his role in that part of the case. He essentially said the same thing as Samantha, but did tell detectives that the sexual intercourse went as far back as 2023. The pair would be arrested in connection with this part of the investigation, and they were taken into custody for further questioning. But information surrounding that questioning, just like the child material part of the case, hasn't been made public just yet. That's more than likely because John hasn't pled guilty or gone on trial for his charges, which include several offences such as filming a person and an animal engaged in sexual activity, 2 counts of activity involving an animal, and 6 counts of possession of child sexual abuse material. I suspect most of the information will be suppressed until that part of the case has been wrapped up. Samantha was eventually charged with various counts of engaging in sexual activity with an animal. Earlier this month, in April of 2025, for those of you watching in the future, she pleaded guilty to those charges and was sentenced to 3 years in prison, followed by 3 years of probation. Her animals have been removed from her care. Of course, she's now in jail, and she's been ordered not to own any animals or live with any animals while on probation. It isn't clear if she has a lifetime ban, though. For those of you wondering what happened to their child, we don't exactly know. However, what I will say is that when parents are involved in criminal cases, especially these types of ones, agencies such as the Florida Department of Children and Families get involved and assess the situation. That doesn't mean the baby will go into care. They could be with a grandparent or an aunt, for example, but they may be in care. Again, it isn't clear what's happened, but thankfully the baby isn't in their custody anymore, and thankfully the child wasn't subjected to any abuse. But who knows, ladies and gentlemen, hadn't the police searched the property that day, maybe something horrific may have occurred to the child.